The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Gittin has been sponsored by our good friend and loyal Talmid of the Daf Yomi, Mr. Haimi Dana, and his dear wife, Hashem Yishmerem V'Chayim. He has dedicated this Masechet according to the following principle. Our rabbis tell us that when you learn something, it can avert that item from happening. So we'd like to learn the Masechet Gittin, so it will remain in the theory of learning and never come to fruition in actuality, and therefore it should be blessed, him and his dear wife, and all of Klal Yisrael, with Shalom Bayit, and Hatzlachan, Harvacha, Bechol Ma'aseh Yedehem. Amen.
Daf Lamed Hei, today's daf is being studied, La'ilu Nishmat Morzikin Yosef Ben Sarah, and Maratzikin Atiyah Fabatzara, ולא נשמת אברהם בן אסתר ולא נשמת יצחק בן פרידה רוח השם תניחם בגן עדן אמן תראי זפס בן אסתר רפואה שלמה שרה בת רחל ושרה רוחמה בת רחל עדנה רפנה להם רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף ורפואתם כרבה לבו וכן ירסום ונאמר אמן מבגן תראי זדף על למדלד עמוד בית and we are starting from the bar משנה משנה begins again all these משניות are now discussing different takanot that the Chachamim established. En almana nefra'at min nechse yetomim ela b'shvu'a. An almana, that's a widow, that normally collects ketubah. Of course, she collects her ketubah from the yetomim, from the orphans, from the estate. So she can only collect it if she makes a shvu'a that she did not receive yet her ketubah. However, the Hakamim made a takana, nimni'u milehashbi'a. Bet Din refrained up from making this shivu'a, and therefore she was losing her ketubah. Now we have to see why. Hitkin Rabban Gamliel Azaken, so Rabban Gamliel Azaken made a takana, sheten noderet layetomim, kol mash yirtsu, vegoba ketubata. Instead of making a shivu'a, she could make a neder. She could say, if I receive my ketubah, I won't eat mizonot for the rest of my life. Now that's a neder. And therefore, that's also be a deterrent to her. So she's not going to lie, because she is going to be bound by the neder. So therefore, well, they took away the shivu'a, but they kept her, that she still has to make a neder to the yetomim. Ha'edim hotmim ala get. That's another takana, that Eidim have to sign on a get because of Tikkun Olam. Now we will see exactly what this is referring to. Eidim signing on a get. We'll wait for the Gemara. Prozbol mepene Tikkun Olam. That's the takana of Hillel, that in the end of the Shemitah year, make a prozbol in order to allow a person to collect his debts. Normally, Shemitah erases all personal debt, and therefore the prozbol transfers the debt to Bet Din, and Bet Din does not have any restrictions. They're allowed to collect debt. Now let's read Rashi. En almana nifraat minichse yetumim et ketubata. An almana cannot collect her ketubah from the yetumim ela bishvua. And what is the shivua she has to make? Shelon et kabela kelum. I swear I did not receive it. The yetumim don't know. Maybe the husband paid the ketubah before he died. Maybe there was an escrow. Maybe she had a deal already. So therefore, that she has to swear to the yetumim, I did not get it yet. But they refrained up from swearing. Vaitam mafsedet ketubata. Ube Gemara mefresh maitam. The Gemara is going to explain why they did that. Shten noderet le yetumim kol mash yirtsu. So the takana was, let her make a neder. Yivharu lahem davar kasheh. Let the yetumim pick a hard item. Lehadirabo. Kigon kunam mine mizonot alai. Right, I'll be forbidden to eat the mizonot im neheneti miketubati, if I benefited from my ketubah yet. So make her such a neder. Ve'gova ketubata. Ve'im netkabela techila. Now, if she really received her ketubah already, harei ne'eseret bechol mazon. She's going to be forbidden in any mazon. Hilkach lo avat hadra v'shakla.
She's not going to take it a second time because she doesn't want to be bound by that nidr. Ve'lo hashida la'avor al nidra. The woman, they were not suspected they're going to break a nidr. It seems they kept their vow. So therefore the vow was a good deterrent in order to get her to tell the truth. Ha'idim chotmim ala get. All this is part of the tekanot of Rabban Gamliel. Mepnei tikkun ha'olam. Akulu kai. All the tekanot are mepnei tikkun ha'olam. Gabe almana shiyu nashim nasot lebaalim velo tedagna lafsid ketubatan. Which means the reason why they made the tekana by the case of the ketubah. Now she says, in order that ladies will get married, and they will not be afraid to lose their ketubah, which means if you're going to make them swear, could be they're going to be nervous to have to make a swear, and therefore they're going to be worried that they're not going to get their ketubah, and therefore what? They're not going to get married in the first place, so therefore we don't want to deter the woman from getting married. So they say, you know what, don't have to swear, don't worry about it. But just make a nedr at least. The gabei chotmim mefarish begemara. The gemara will explain what the takana of signing on a get, what the takana was. Comes the gemara and begins. Now, there's two types of lady that receive a ketubah. There's a lady that is an almana, right, that she's collecting the ketubah from the yetumim, and there's a regular lady that gets divorced and she's getting the ketubah from the husband. The takana was only by yetumim. So the Gemara asks, "My idiya almana? Why did you tell me only an almana that she gets ketubah with a shivua from the yitomim? Afilu kuli alma nameh, which means not only that, any person for that matter that wants to get paid from the yitomim should have to make a shivua. Which means, let's say a person has an outstanding loan, right? Now he wants to go to the yitomim to get paid." He should also have to make the same shivua that the father didn't pay the debt. Just like you're making the lady swear, I didn't get paid my ketubah yet. Why only a lady? Chaura, anybody that has an outstanding debt that's trying to collect it from yetumim should be bound by the same shivua, I swear I did not get paid yet. So comes the Gemara and says, kaimalan, because we have a halakha that says, haba li para menikse yetumim. Person that's coming to collect from the assets of the yitum that they inherited from their father, lo yipara ela b'shvua. And indeed, that is the law. You have to make a shivua. So why did the Mishnah only discuss an almana that's coming to collect a ketubah? L'chaora, any person that's coming to collect money from yitumim needs a shivua. Kabbalah says, almana it's tirikale. The chidush is in the almana. Salka datach amina. I would have thought that what? That maybe I would not make her swear. Why? Mishum hina. Because I would say we want the ladies to find favor. Actually, we want the men to find favor in the ladies' eyes. And if we want to get them to be married. And therefore, akilu rabbanan gaba. Maybe I'll be lenient to promote, you know, ladies getting married. You know, you don't have to swear. So she doesn't have to worry. She'll know she can get married after the husband dies in the event. She can go to Yetumim. It's an easy process. So you would have thought that maybe by an almana, we waived it. Why? Mishum hina. Hina meaning hen. Because we want the lady to want to get married. So therefore you'd say, you know what? Make it easy for Kamash Ma'lan, that even an almana, she's like a regular person that's coming to collect from Yetumim, still she has to make a shivua in order to get the ketubah. So now the question is, why did they stop her then? Nimni'u min hashbi'a mai ta'ama. What's the reason why they stopped her from making the shivua? Ilima mishum d'Rav Kana, d'amar Rav Kana, ba'amri l'Rav Yehudam, amar Rav Yehudam, amar Rav Ma'aseh, ba'adam echad, b'shnei batzor. There was a story of a fellow that was in the year of famine. Shefkid dinar zahav etzel almana. What did he do? He gave a golden coin to an almana to watch. V'nihato b'chad shel kemach. Where did she put it? She put it in the flour jar. Of the flour, you know, the wheat flour. V'afato b'pat. By mistake, she baked it in the bread. Untanato le'ani. And she gave it to a poor man.
liyamim, days after that, ba ba'ala dinar va amar la havili dinari. Hey, give me back my dinar. He came back. Amra le yehane sama mavid be'ehad be'baneha shel ota isha im ne'eneti medinarcha klum.
So she makes a swear. You know, my child should die of poison. Poison should be effective on my child if I had any pleasure from this dinar.
Okay. So anyway, the Gemara says, "Avidi dinari."
So the guy said, "Give me back my dinar."
Amra le yehnesa mamavet be'had be'baneah shel ota isha,
which means she put a curse on herself, so to speak, that the poison should be effective in one of her children. Im ne'eneti midinarcha klum. Well, I didn't benefit from your dinar at all.
Which means she was trying to say, you know, well, I don't know where it is, but I didn't benefit from it. I didn't take it. I don't know where it is. I didn't benefit.
Amru lo ayu yamim mu'atim ad shemet ehad bebaneha.
It happened. It wasn't too many days later that one of her children died.
Ushishamu hachamim bedavam. And the rabbis heard this episode.
Amru ma mishnishba be'emet kach. If that's a lady that swore, and she was right, she swore correctly,
Hanishba al sheker al achat kama vekama.
If she swore correctly, and still the consequences were that her son died, or the more so if somebody's going to swear sheker, or the more so it's going to be a serious consequence. So therefore, they said, you know what? No more swearing. The consequence of swearing is that great. So therefore, they made a takana even by an almana that's receiving the ketubah from the yetomim. We don't want a shivua. So the Gemara says, hold it. Umay ta'ama I ancha. So if she swore correctly, why did she get punished? So comes the Gemara and says, De ishtarshe la makom dinar. Because she really did have a hana'a. Because when she made that loaf of bread, she saved the amount of flour that belongs in that space that the dinar took up in the bread. So she did have a hana'a. I mean, the dinar does take up some space in the bread. So she saved some flour. Small hana'a, but it's enough to say that, you know, she swore falsely. So the Gemara says, Umay mishnishba be'emet. But you just said, and what if a person swears correctly? You're coming out, she didn't swear correctly. So the Gemara says, Kimishnishba be'emet. It's like she swore correctly, because really, it was a very minute hana'a that she received. And still, because really she was a shogeget, that she says. She didn't do it maliciously, it was by mistake. She didn't have any intention. So therefore, as she says, Umipne she'onesh shivua miruba nimne'u milashbi'a. Since the punishment of swearing falsely is that great, Mostam even making a swear, therefore they stopped the inyan of making a shivua. So the Gemara says, I mishum ha. If that's the understanding, my idea almana. What's the reason why the Mishnah chose an illustration? Almana afilu girusha nameh, which means even a girusha also.
Anyone.
Which anybody, any lady that's collecting ketubah, for example, a divorcee, also the law should be alama. But why then do we have a statement Amar Bizir Amar Shmuel? Lo shanu ela almana. The law that says we don't make her make a shivuah only by a widow. Aval girusha mashbi'in ota. But a girusha, indeed, she has to make a swear that what? She did not collect her ketubah. So comes the Gemara and says, almana shani. Almana is different. Why? Because we're concerned she rationalizes, even though she got a ketubah, she'll rationalize to take some more money out of the yetomim. Why? Because she takes care of the yetomim. So in her brain, she says, you know what? I deserve more money anyway. Because who's taking care of all the orphans? Huh? She's taking care of them. So therefore, since there's a rationalization over here, there we're concerned she might swear falsely. That's why the rabbis took away the shivua from the almana. And the Gemara explains, debahi hana'a. Which, when she wants to get, you know, paid, deka tarha kamed yetmeh. That she toils to take care of the yitumim, atya, she's going to come le'aruye hetera. More heter is to rationalize. She's going to come along and say, well, I deserve the extra money anyway. You know what? So I'll swear because you got to pay me for my services. So the rabbi said, you know what? There's a hashash of a shivua. Check it. So they did it away. Now she says, Atya le'iruye hetera bedavar mu'at. V'savura she'en pra'on la she'bischar torcha notalto. Which means she's going to come along and say, well, I didn't get paid yet. You know, she got a ketubah. She'll say, I didn't get paid. I didn't get paid what I really deserve. So therefore, they did it away with that case. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Yirmiya bar Abba. Rav Ushmuel da Amri Tarvayu lo shanu ela bebetin. Oh, this is what we said over here, that what, they don't mashpia, they don't make her swear the almana, that is only when she swears in betin. Aval chutz lebetin, but outside of betin, if she's coming to collect the ketubah, mashbi'in ota. Now, what is this understanding? Chereshi. Chutz lebetin, mashbi'in ota, sheshivu'at dayanin shel torahi. When you go to betin, it's a serious shivu'ah. That's a shivu'ah min ha-torah. How do they make a shivu'ah in betin? V'nakit sefer torah bi'adeh. Right? They make a hold of Sefer Torah, or Tefillin, or you hold Davar Shemit Kudoshak Tefillin, or Mashbi Alav B'Shem. They make a swear on God's name, or Bikinuy, or one of the other names of Hashem, Kedash Ka'an B'Avraham. Sina Yadecha Ta'at Yerichi B'Hashbi Alchab B'Hashem. Right? They used to put the index of Brit Milah, which again was a Davar Kodesh, and make a Shavua on Hashem's name. Ve'on Sham Mirubah. And therefore, you break that type of Shavuah, that is a very serious transgression. V'chutz lebetin shivu'ah derabbanan. Outside of betin, the shivu'ah doesn't have the same potency. It's only rabbinical. B'kedadat arur. If you break the shivu'ah, there's an arur on such a person. V'lo nakit midi. You don't hold anything in the end of the time. V'en on shakul kach. It's not so serious. So therefore, the rabbis that did away with the shivu'ah of the almanah to collect the ketubah was only in betin, which is considered, we call that shivu'ah hamura. Because of the Torah law, the punishment, the carrying the Sefer Torah, but outside of Betin, they let the Almana make a Shavuah. Ini, we have a contradiction. Ve'arav lo magbe ketubah le'armalta. Rav would not collect a ketubah for an Almana because he did not allow her to make a Shavuah. Not in Betin and not out of Betin. Which in Rav's court, Almanot did not receive ketubah. Why? Because since they couldn't swear, and they couldn't swear, it sounds like anywhere. It sounds like even outside of betin. So comes the Gemara and says, Kashya. Okay, indeed, that is a question according to the halakha. The Chaura, Rav is mashma that they did not swear, not in betin, and not out of betin. Besura matnu hache. In surah, they had the following version. That we just read. The version was as follows. That which we said that we don't make her make a shivua, that's only in betin aval chutz lebetin mashbi'in ota. V'rav amar. Rav is another shita. Rav says, afilu chutz lebetin. Even outside of betin, name en mashbi'in ota. So therefore, it's machloket between Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel and Rav. Rav was Machmir. No Shivuot, not in Betin, not out of Betin. Rav leta'ameh. Rav was following his logic. The Rav lo magbe ketubah le'armalta. Rav would not collect ketubot for an almana with a Shivuah. So the Gemara asks, ve'le'edera ve'ligbiya. So let him make a neder. Our Mishnah gave an option. Let the Yitomim put a neder on the lady, and she'll swear, she'll make a neder. Kunam, I'm not going to eat mezonot if I got paid already. Yeah. Well, why couldn't Rav collect the ketubah for the almana with the neder angle? Gemara says, Bishneder Rav, kile nidre. In the times of Rav, people were not careful to fulfill nidarim. So therefore, the neder option was not good because they would break the neder. The people they didn't treat nedarim in high esteem. Rashi says, "Kalim hayu nedarim be'aynehem la'avor alehem." Hilkach lo samchinan anedra le'agbuya. They would not rely on a neder in order to get paid. Ha'i de'atay lekamed de'rav huna. Okay, fellow came, or he, a lady, actually came in front of Ravuna. She was an almana. She wanted the ketubah from the yitomim. Amar la, maye avidlich. What do you want? What can I do for you? The Rav lo magbe ketubah le'armalta. What should I do? Rav, he don't collect from yitomim for the almana. Ve'abba mori. He says, and my father also, Ravuna, that is, lo magbe ketubah la'almalta. I'm sorry, I can't help you. I'm stuck. You know, my father, Rav as well, they don't do it. Amra le, so she says, hav li mezoni. Okay, hey, you don't want to give me the ketubah, but at least give me some mezonot. Give me some sustenance, something of, you know, food for... I have over here... In the Gemara, Amar Yehuda, Amar Yirmiya. Rav the Talmid, Rav the Mikdash, Rav Matav. The Rav the Gbiya, Beshted Rav Kidi Nidra. Who the Atal Kemed Rav Huna? A lady came in front of Rav Huna. Amar La Mai Avidlich. What should I do for you? The Rav Lo Magbe Ketuba La Armalta. Right? Rav doesn't collect. Ah, Amra Le. Midi utama ela dilma naktina midi miktuvati. What's he worried about? Maybe I got paid already, right? And he's concerned that, and he's not going to be mashbi on me. So you know, she said, you know what? Hay Hashem sivaot. She just jumped and made a shivua. Wow. And she said, I swear to Hashem, im neheneti miktuvati klum. You know, I swear, if I had no pleasure from my ketubah, I didn't get paid. Amar avuna modera bekofese. So he says, you know what? Even the Rav will agree, we don't make a shivua, but if she jumps and makes the shivua, okay, we give it to her. That's it, she did it. We didn't want to do that, but she did it. She says, she jumped the gun. Okay, jumped the gun, we give it a ketubah. Okay. Ha'id ha'atele kamed rabah. Okay, this is the second story. Ha'id ha'atele kamed rabah barav huna. Amar la, so the almanah comes in front of the rabbi and says like this, I want my ketubah. He says, "My Abilach, what can I do for you?" The Rav lo makbe ketubah la armalta. Rav already had the custom not to take ketubot for almanot. The Abba Mori lo makbe ketubah la armalta. My father also, right? He didn't collect for the almanot. Amra le havli mezoni. Okay, at least give me mezonot, which means sustenance. I gotta live. Mm-hmm. So let the husband at least give me something, you know, to live with. Mezonot. Amar la, mezone na militlich. I'm sorry, we can't give you mezonot also. You know why? The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, hatovaat ketubata bebetin. Once a lady comes to betin and claims a ketubah, en la mezonot. Well, that's it. The husband doesn't have to give a mezonot. Anyway, she wants a ketubah. Why? Because she's showing intention. She wants to get married to somebody else. So once she goes to betin to claim a ketubah, finished, the mizonot already is over. Right? Rashi says, "Me'ata de'gal yadata de'ba'ali insube." Once she came to Betin, she's showing that she wants to get married to somebody else. Ve'i lo atni ba'ada ela kol yemim megar al melutech bebeti. There's a Tanai Ketubah that we learned in Masechet Ketubot that says the husband writes the Ketubah, so long as you are still a widow, I'll feed you, I'll support you. She'ye almana b'shvil kibui. She's almana, so they feed her. But once already she shows intent that she wants to go, and she's ready to get married. She's not considered megar al meluti. She's not considered in her widowhood state. So therefore, like you said, she's in a catch-22. She said, can I get my ketubah? No, sorry, we don't collect ketubah. Can I get mizonot? Too late, you just came to collect your ketubah. You can't get mizonot either. So she got very upset. Amra le, so she said, afkuha lekurse, let his chair be turned upside down. Which means that's a curse. In the olden days, that's like either his gedulah should go down, meaning his greatness, the rabbi's greatness. Who was the rabbi? Rabba. Right? Rabba bar Avuna. Either his greatness should go down, like a chair falling down, or, God forbid, he should die. In the olden days, when somebody would die, they would turn all the furniture over. So he's saying, why did she curse him? She says, Kibit re avdali. Well, he took the humrot of both rabbis. He took the humrah not to collect my ketubah. He takes the humrah that I can't collect my mezonot. So he says, hafchua lekurse v'tarsua. which means they didn't want the curse to come out, literally. So they went and they just turned the rabbi's chair over just in order that the curse will be, at least in that, it'll be fulfilled. They didn't want it to be in a worse situation. Tarsua, as she says, and they lifted it up already. Kedish yitkayem akilala. Okay? Gemara says, va'afilu hache, but still, lo efrek mechulsha. Which means he got sick. But Rabba Barahana, from the words that she said, he wasn't saved. He got sick. It affected him. Amar le Rav Yehuda le Rav Yirmiya bira'a. Adira bebeddin ve'ashbe'a chutz lebeddin. Okay, so obviously it was a story over here. And he says like this, when an almana comes to you, he's giving advice. Rav Yehuda is telling Rav Yirmiya bira'a. When an almana is going to come to you to ask to get paid from the yitomim, Adira bebetin. You follow the Mishnah. Rabbi Gamaliel Stakana. Let him make a neder in betin. No, I make a neder. I'm not going to eat mizonot, whatever it is, if I got paid already. The ashbea chutz lebetin. Or you have another option. Let her make a shivua outside of betin. Velite kala velipol beudne. Which means, and I want the word to get out and fall in the people's ears, that she was receiving a ketubah based on a shivuah that she made outside of Beit Din. Deba'ina ki echi de'avid ba ma'aseh. I want this ma'aseh to happen so the people will know we follow Shimuel in this case and not Rav. Which means Rav was mahmid not to make a shivuah even outside of Beit Din. So the rabbi said, listen, when it comes to you a case, I want you to either follow the Mishnah that says make a neder in Beit Din, and if you don't want to do that, do it outside of Beit Din, and I want it to become public knowledge. That every lady, everyone should know, this lady received the ketubah based on a shivuah that she made outside of Beit Din, so the halakha will be established like Shimuel that says you make a shivuah outside of Beit Din, and not like Rav, that she says. Adra be-Beit Din, let her make a neder in Beit Din, kol ma shirtzu yitim, whatever the yitomim want to put on her. Vilipol beudna hafetz ani sheyishma hakol beoznai shehugba ketubata biyamai. Right, I want you to know we in our time we collected ketubah. Deba'inan de'abid ba maase kishmuel rabbi. So I want to follow Shmuel my rabbi. So Rav Yehuda was a student of Shmuel, so he wanted to establish halakha like his rabbi. Deotzim miliban shel talmidei shel Rav. Talmidei shel Rav. In order to, you know, to exclude the opinion of the students of Rab, kigon Ravuna ubetino shelo yu magmin ketubah la'almana. Ravuna was a student of Rav. He would follow his rabbi, like he said, you know, my rabbi doesn't collect the ketubah for an almana. So Rav Yehuda came along and said, I want to do it in order to show the students of Rav. Halakha is not like him. Halakha is like Shmuel. Comes the Gemara and continues. Gufa, we learned Amar Bizra, Amar Shmuel lo shanu ela almana. Right, we said this only applies to an almana aval gerusha mashpi'in ota. Now, a gerusha, she has no reason to lie. There's no rationalization. So therefore, the rabbis kept the law that she has to make a shivua that she did not receive her ketubah. Ugrusha de adera lo, which means, what about a lady, a gerusha that wants to make a neder? Are you saying that's not good? Only a shivua, that's the only way she can get a ketubah? We have a psak din from Eretz Yisrael. Okay, what's the case over here? A lady was asking for the ketubah. So it says, "Ech." The following was the psak halacha. Ech plonita bat peloni, kabilat gita min yada. She received the get. De achabar hidya. That was the husband's name. Achabar hidya. Demitkere Ayamori, that he's called, he's known as Ayamori. The Nadart, the Asart, and she made a neder, the lady, and she was Oser Perot Shebaolam Ala, all the fruit of the world she forbade us on her. The Lo Kabilat Mektubata, that she only received from a ketubah, Ela Glufkera Ehad, one suit of Semir, of wool, the Sefer Tehillim Ehad, and she got one book of Tehillim, the Sefer Iyov, and a book of Iyov, Umem Shalot, and a book of Mishle Biluim. worn out. She made an edit. And what? The Shemnum, so the rabbis went and evaluated what's the value of all these books that she got and the tzemir that she got. B'chamisha maneh. Okay, it's worth 5 maneh. L'chtavo liyidchem. So the rabbi said, when she comes to you, hagbua et hashar. Give her the rest. Which means, pay her based on what? On a neder that she made. So you see what? A gerusha doesn't only receive ketubah al yedei shivua, she can even receive the ketubah al yedei neder. So comes again what Aaron says, it wasn't a regular divorce case. It was a special case. Amar Abashahu, get yebamin hava. It was a get of a yebama. Now, mahloket nashi betosafot omer, let's start with nashi. Look at the second line in nashi, get yebamin hava. Yebama hayaze, which means she was married, her husband died, she fell to yibum, to the brothers. Okay? One of the brothers gave her a get. Now, once he gives her a get, now she's pasul to make yibum. Now he has to follow it up by a chalitza. So it says, the fosna lachim bihi ba'al likbot ketubam menekseh ba'adah rishon chinit armelah emenu. The law is like this. Once she gets a get, she's allowed to collect ketubah. Who does she collect ketubah from? From her original husband. So therefore, in this case, over here, really, she's an almana. Right? Because her first husband died. The law is that when the yevama collects ketubah, she's collecting it really from the first husband. So therefore, since it's a case of an almana that got a get, how can it be an almana that gets a get? Because she got a get from the yavam. Once she gets a get from the yavam, so now already she wants to collect from the first one, husband, and therefore it can be done al yedeh neder. Tosafot comes along and adds a different shah. Look at the top Tosafot. Pirush bekuntras shenatan la get nefosla lahim uchtuvata al nechseh ba'ala rishon v'kasheh. דלא היה להם להזכיר גט, דלא ניתנה כתובה לגבות עד שתחלוץ, והיה להם לכתוב שחלצה. He says, according to that she, what did you have to mention that she got a get? Just say that one of the brothers made a chalitza. Once already the chalitza is done, she collects ketubah. So therefore, she's almana, it's collecting ketubah. What did you need the get factor? The point is that chalitza was done to her. So Tosfot says, ואמר לי, גט יבמינבה, דלאחר שנתייבמה. No, the brother made yibum. He consummated girsha yavam, and then he divorced her. Viktubata al nechseh ba'ala harishon, which means even the law we learned about second yibamot. Even when the second guy, the brother, marries in yibum, and then he gets divorced, the ketubah doesn't come from his estate. The ketubah comes from the estate of the original husband. Umuriyay tera mishum dekatar hakamei achiv, and the logic over here is. The reason why she would have to make a shivua over here, or they did not allow her to make a shivua, only a nedir, because she'll be more heter over here. She'll rationalize. Now you're going to ask, what do you mean she'll rationalize? There were no children over here. The whole rationalization of the lady was what? She took care of the yetomim. In this case, she was a yebama. Obviously, they had no children. So what's the rationale? Well, why shouldn't she be able to make a shivua? Why did they only let her make a nedir? The explanation is because since she, it seems, served the brothers. After she fell to Yibum, obviously she was doing service to the brothers. So therefore she feels, they owe me this money over here. So therefore she feels, even though maybe she got the ketubah, she'll say, I didn't get it because she wants to get some more money. That's why the rabbi said, you know what? Since there's a concern that she might lie in this case, no shivah, unless she has to make a nedir. But the point is, that it was a regular get after the Yibum. So Machloket, Rashi, and Tosafot, how to understand that case. The Gemara says, okay, we learned in our Mishnah. Hitkin Rabban Gamliel Azaken, Shete Noderet. Right? We said, the Bangi was taken as, no more Shivua, let the Almana make a Neder. Amaravuna lo shanu ela b'shelo niset. This is talking about over here, that what? She only allowed her to make a neder where she didn't get married yet. She didn't get married to somebody else. Aval niset, But once she gets married to somebody else, in Madirin Uta. She got married now, and now she comes and says, you know, she still has the ketubah outstanding. She wants to collect the ketubah from the first guy. Once you get married, lady, we don't even trust your neder. You know why? Gemara says, Niset my ta'ama de mefer la ba'al. Because now a husband could be mefer. What's the law of a married lady that makes nedarim? The husband can be mefer, so therefore she's not scared to make nedarim. She'll say, yeah, I make a neder, I'm not going to eat perot and all that. The husband will say, mefer. So therefore the neder doesn't have any weight, because the husband can be mefer. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Kilon niset nemer. Which means, lechim min seba mefer leba'la. If that's your logic, we should say that a neder should not be affected even before she gets married. Why? Because she'll make a neder. I'm not going to eat perot if I got my ketubah. Knowing that once she gets married, her husband can be mefer. So therefore, all the nedarim should be ineffective. Comes the Gemara and says, no, en abal mefer bekodmin. As we learned in Masechet Nedarim, while a husband has rights to be mefer only nedarim that she makes after they get married. But nedarim, like it's pasuk says, be'im bet isha nadara. However, nedarim that she brings in, the husband has no rights. So therefore, I'm not concerned that she's going to fool around with the neder before she gets married, because that neder is on her. The husband's not going to be able to be mefer. But once she gets married and makes a neder, that neder doesn't have any weight, because the husband is able to be mefer. Comes the Gemara and says, wait, even in a regular case of an almana, before she gets married, v'ni'ush dilma azda legabe hacham v'sharila, she can go to the rabbi and make hafarat nedarim. You go to the rabbi, you tell the rabbi, you know, you made a neder, you want to absolve yourself of it. So therefore, again, nedarim should not have weight if she can get out of it. So even if she doesn't get married yet, she can still get out of it with hafara. So the Gemara says, kasabar sarich lefaret et neder. This rabbi holds that when you go to the hacham, you have to explain which neder you made. I mean, she's going to go to the rabbi, she's going to say, listen, you know, I'm an almana, I'm trying to get the ketubah from the yitumim, so they made me make a neder. I want a neder I didn't get paid yet. You know, that I kunam that I'm not eating perot if I got paid. Now, once already you have to be meferet the neder, the rabbi is going to say, get out of here. I'm not being meferet that neder. Which once the rabbi hears the pretense why she made the neder, he's going to say, that's a good neder. You know, I'm not letting you get off that. So therefore, hafara is not an option for her. Okay, because no rabbi, once he hears the condition that she made that neder, is going to absolve her. That's the first shitah. Rav Nachman Amar Afilu Niset. Rav Nachman comes along and says, even after she gets married, she could still make the neder that she didn't get paid a ketubah. We don't care about the husband's hafara and all that stuff. Even after she gets married, Gemara says Niset Vaday Mefer LaBaal. What are you talking about? How can you give any credibility to a neder if she gets married? The husband can be mefer, therefore she has nothing to lose. Gemara says, the madrina la barabim. She makes the neder, we make her make the neder in front of 10 people. And Rav Nachman says that a neder that was hudar in front of 10 people in lo hafara. So we have insurance. We have a way to make sure that this neder will not be absolved. The neder of rabim. And she says, "Noderet b'fne asara v'kasabar neder shudar barabim en lo hafara." Comes the Gemara and says, "Metive, we have a question from a braita. Niset goba ketubata im nadra, which means if she got married and she makes a neder, right? I'm not going to eat. I'm not going to eat perot if I got paid already. You give her a ketubah." Also, the Gemara says, "My love nadra hashta." It's mashma that she made the neder after she got married. And therefore you see what? That the Rav Nachman is right. And the other shita that we said above, Rav Huna, is wrong. Because Rav Huna said once she gets married, the neder is ineffective. Here you have a bride that clearly says even after she gets married, it's okay. The Gemara says, no, the nadra mi'ikara. She got married, but she made the nedir before she got married. Therefore, the husband has no rights to make kafara. That's why the nedir has weight. So if you have no question on Navana, we thought the case was talking about she got married and then made the nedir. No, she made the nedir, then got married. Therefore, the nedir is weight, has weight, because the husband cannot be nefer vat. And then we have another blaita. Niset noderet vegoba ketubata. Oh, that's beferush. She gets married, then she makes the neder, and then she gets paid a ketubah. That's a question against Ravuna. Gemara's answer, Tanna'ehi. It's actually a mahlok amongst the Tanna'im. Di kaleman davar neder shudar barim eesh lo hafara, vi kaleman davar en lo hafara. You know what the mahlok is over here? A neder that's made in front of 10 people. Can you make kafara or not? So according to the opinion that says you cannot make kafara, so therefore even after she gets married, she'll be able to make a neder in front of 10 people. The neder is going to have... it's going to be binding, therefore she's not going to be able to get out of it, therefore she'll be able to get her ketubah. However, the opinion that says a neder that was made in front of 10 people can be mufar, so therefore after marriage, there is no option for her to make a neder, either because the husband is going to make kafara, or because there's no option for making it in front of 10 people, because that's also absolvable. Ibaya lehu, comes the Gemara and has a question. Sarich lefaret et haneder o eno sarich? It's not a question. Person goes in front of the rabbi to make hatarat nedarim. Okay? Does he have to tell the rabbi which neder, you know, what he did? Does he have to explain the conditions, what the neder was? Or does he not? Gemara says, Rav Nachman Amar, Eno Tzarich, Rav Papa Amar, Tzarich. Okay, so machloket of it, but you have to or not. Gemara says, Rav Nachman Amar, Eno Tzarich. You know why he says you don't have to tell the rabbi what the neder was? De'i Amar Tzarich, Zimnin De'gayiz Le'debura. We're worried he might not be so explicit. He might not say the full neder that he said. He might gayiz, he might cut some of his words. The hacham may deshama mefir. The hacham is only going to be mefir what he heard, and therefore, you know what? Better don't say anything. Just say, "There's neder on me. Whatever it is, take it off." Then the rabbi says, "Okay, whatever it is, take it off." But if he starts, if you let the guy talk, the guy might not say enough, and therefore, the rabbi is only going to mefir what he heard, and therefore, the guy's going to still have a neder on him. However, the papa says, Amar sarich mishum milta de isura. You better tell the rabbi. Because there's certain cases, once the rabbi hears what type of neder it was, he's going to say, I'm not taking this neder off over here. For example, milta de isura. For example, this case here, an almana that made a neder, that what? She didn't get paid her ketubayat. Now, if you don't meferet that to the rabbi, right? Okay, any mefer. Hey, that's a valid neder that we don't want to take off. That's a takana the rabbi has made in order to make sure that she didn't get paid twice. So therefore, he's got to be mefaret. Or for example, let's say a guy made a neder. You know, I'm not going to eat perot if I commit this avera. So he made a neder to protect himself from committing sin. Hey, that's a important type of neder. No rabbi is going to be mefir such a neder. He made the neder to refrain himself from avera. So therefore, you have to be explicit to the rabbi and tell him what the neder is in order that it doesn't lead, that he's not going to come be mekir. Comes again when I says, Tenan, we learned in the Mishnah, Masechet Bechorot, Anose Nashim Ba'avera. Oh, you have a Kohen. He married ladies that are forbidden to him. Kohen Hidyot married a Girusha. Kohen Gadol, even an Almana. Now these ladies are Asura Minat Torah to him. Pasul, he cannot serve in the Beit HaMikdash. He loses his service rights. Ad shiyidor hana'a, he has to make a neder. Not enough to get divorced. He has to make a neder. Kunam, I am not going to have any hana'a for the rest of my life from this woman. It's the only way we're going to let him now get his job back. So it says, Pasul ad shiyidor hana'a. Vetani alan the bright that said over there, that once he makes such a neder, even if he didn't get divorced yet, he's mutar to serve. And the Gemara says, "Vetani ala noder ve'oved." Once he makes the neder, he can go serve in the Beit HaMikdash, because already she's kunam, already she's forbidden on him. However, it says, "Yoredu megaretz," and after he does the avodah, he comes down from the mizbeah, then he can give her a divorce, which means immediately he's able to go do the If you're telling me, Rav Nachman, that when you go to the rabbi, you don't have to tell him the neder that you made, how can you let this kohen serve in the Beit HaMikdash? Maybe he went to the rabbi and beat. He don't care to make a neder. Oh, she's forbidden to me, I kunam, and all that. He'll go to the rabbi. He doesn't have to tell the rabbi what the neder is. The rabbi will just say, hafara. So therefore, the neder doesn't protect us over here. So comes the Gemara and says, de madrina le barabim. So we're going like the opinion says, no, we went in front of 10 people. And the opinion over here holds that when you do a neder barabim, in lo hafara, that's the case that we're talking about. Hani haleman damar neder shudar barabim in lo hafara. Eleman damar yesh lo hafara maikalim emar. Again, that only works according to the opinion that says, what a neder shudar barabim in lo hafara. But according to the opinion that says, yesh lo hafara. What's the story of the Kohen? So Kemara says, nu hedush. De madrina ne al da'at rabim. Different item here. There's barabim and there's al da'at rabim. Where the Sibur comes along and they say, for example, we are putting this neder on you, midatenu. Something that's al da'at rabim, everybody says in lafra, which is the people are able to put the neder, which means this lady over here that you're married to, kohen ejot to the girusha, that's asur, al da'at kahala kadosh hazeh, we are madir you, that what, you cannot any have, and that's considered da'at rabim tap rashi, kach yomru lo, hare anu madirim otcha al da'atenu. Everybody holds on that case over there, there is no way out. De amar amemor, hilche ta'afidu leman de amar nedir shudar bar rabim, yesh lo hafara, al da'at rabim, en lo hafara. Right, so there's a difference, bar rabim or al da'at rabim. Comes the Gemara and says, v'ani mile lidvar reshut. Oh, this that we say, that it has no hafara, al da'at rabim, that's talking about dvar reshut. Yeah, it's a voluntary neder that the person makes. Which means, I'm not going to make a hafara if the guy just wants to make a hafara for voluntary reasons, not for surich mitzvah. Right, the guy made a neder al da'at rabim, you're bound by it. Now the guy comes and wants to get out of it because of, you know, not the mitzvah reasons, just, you know, personal reasons like that. Sorry, you're stuck. Aval lidvar mitzvah, yesh lo hafara. But hedushi, even a neder shudar al da'at rabim, if the guy wants to get out of it, litzorich mitzvah, even that, they'll be mefer. And the Gemara tells a story to prove this. There was a certain school teacher. The rabbi Rav Acha made a neder al da'at rabim. This guy cannot teach anymore. Took him out of the teaching business. Why? Because he used to hit the kids, and the kids were dying as a result of it. So therefore, he made a neder al da'at rabim. No more teaching for this guy. Comes Gemara and says, ve'ahdere. But what? They took him back. Ravina took him back. That means they what? They were matir the neder. You know why? De'lo eshtekach de'dayik kevete. There was no teacher that was more meticulous and medayik like this school teacher over here. Which means what? He was the best teacher around. Talmud Torah. So for the sorech mitzvah, they were able to undo a neder that was hudar afilu al da'at rabim. And that's the ra'ayara. She says, third line, the adderesh, shelo yilmad od tinokot, dava pasha biyunuke, hoftan yoter midai. Right, he would hit them excessively. But what? The rabbi said, but he's the best teacher still.
He didn't kill
that's what he says. He says that they actually were dying.
Then they will bring him back.
He says over here, just to give you the language over here, right, Vayumetim. He brings on Nashi and Bechorot. In any event, you see over Adat Rabim, the Sorech Mitzvah, there is a Farah. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen, ve'amen.